Good evening, everyone. It's time to take charge of your life. Hello, this is marriage and family therapist Elena Barbaro, your host, inviting you to take charge of your life on WDIY. The theme of this program is that so many events in life happen to us over which we have no control. Our only control is our response to life's situations. It is often said that 90% of life's events happen to us, and 10% is what we make happen. Tonight, we talk about a miracle nation that was established 70 years ago in 1948 when the United Nations proclaimed Israel a state. My guest this evening has written a wonderful book called Miracle Nation, 70 Stories About the Spirit of Israel, a tribute to the rebirth of the land of our ancestors. And, of course, 70 years, again, is Israel's 70th birthday. This book talks about the remarkable people who were helpful in establishing Israel as its own country. My guest this evening is Israela Meyerstein, the author of 30 published articles and chapters on couples and family therapy, spirituality, medical illness, remarriage, and therapist training. In recent years, Israela made many trips to Israel to do pro bono teaching and workshops in the field of social work and family therapy. Her newest book, Miracle Nation, 70 Stories About the Spirit of Israel, a tribute to the rebirth in the land of our ancestors, emerged from her recent trip and her contacts with the Israelis and the contributions of several people who made the state possible. It is a pleasure to welcome Israela Meyerstein, author of Miracle Nation, 70 Stories About the Spirit of Israel, a tribute to the rebirth of the land of our ancestors, to help us take charge of our lives on WDIY. Welcome, Israela.
Thank you very much. Thank you for having me.
Thank you. Israela, what made you write this book in honor of Israel's 70th birthday?
Well, it was a big birthday. It actually coincides with my 70th birthday as well.
Oh.
Because I was born just a few months after the state was established. I also wrote it, for my grandchildren, for the next generation. And I wrote it in memory of family members who had perished in the Holocaust. So those were the motivators. Looking around today, there are many forces of anti-Semitism rising. The BDS movement on college campuses threatens many Jewish students. I wrote this so that young people would become more acquainted with the beautiful work that is happening in Israel. Many know that Israel has the largest number of startups after Silicon Valley, but few people know really the extent of the humanitarian startups that are going on inside of Israel and around the world that show Israel's resilient, caring, and hopeful spirit.
Can you give us a couple of examples of the humanitarian efforts that Israel is making?
Well, they have all kinds of organizations where they use their expertise in scientific discoveries and technical know-how to benefit people both in Israel and around the world. We can start from around the world. There are a number of different organizations that travel to Africa to offer free surgeries to poor children who need heart surgeries. There's a wonderful organization that has entered more than 100 African villages to provide solar power, technical know-how, and to allow these people who have no access to clean water to have water, electricity, light for learning and education. So there are many different organizations around the world that Israel gets involved in. Also, one organization called IsraAid is the first organization on the ground in disasters, whether it's in Haiti, the earthquake. It was the only organization there in the beginning, and IsraAid is there for weeks afterwards and for months of recovery afterwards. They're one of the main organizations that is called upon in natural disasters. And, of course, in Israel, there are many organizations that are working to foster democracy, to alleviate poverty, to save lives, and to work towards peaceful coexistence. And many of these organizations are not known outside Israel.
And why do you think that is, Israel?
I don't know, because maybe their focus is the work they're doing, and maybe there's not enough good publicity and good storytelling about this aspect of Israel's country and her people and her spirit, and that's why I wrote the book.
Well, I think that is a wonderful motivator. There are many stories in the book, but I'd like to concentrate on a couple of people that you know very well.
Okay.
There are your two sons, or three. You have three sons.
Three sons.
Yes, and they're all. They were all involved in Israel.
Yes.
Tell us about your oldest son and what his involvement was.
Okay. Well, my oldest son Avi has been to Israel, studied in Israel, and he works in Washington, D.C. And one day he was sitting in his office and reflecting on the sadness that there isn't peace yet in the Middle East. And he was depressed about it, and he decided to do something. So he asked his law firm for some pro bono time to work on the idea of how to help bring about peaceful coexistence. A big job, I would say.
However,
15 years later, and at the time, he looked and found several organizations in Israel on the ground who were doing coexistence work, each working alone, a small budget, and not really knowing each other or working together. So his dream was to create an umbrella organization that would include many organizations working for the same purposes of improving society, seeking coexistence with Palestinians, improving education. And today I am really very, very proud that his organization, which is called ALMEP, Alliance for Middle East Peace, now has over 110 nonprofit organizations that do coexistence work on the ground. Moreover, they have raised millions of dollars in each year to help those causes, and his ultimate dream is to create an international fund for Israeli-Palestinian peace. There are also bills in the Congress to support these efforts. The organizations are in areas of education, for example, the hand-in-hand schools, which are education for Israelis and Arabs together. They are in the area of sports, in the area of ecology, preserving the environment. They're in the areas of all kinds of areas of working together. 110 is a lot
that
organizations. So that organization is thriving, and I hope, and of course, the idea is that if the leaders haven't yet succeeded in making peace, perhaps peace can bubble up from the ground. So it's very needed. And if someday peace will happen at the top, there will be a groundwork laid because the populations have to get acquainted.
So this organization is laying the foundation for Arabs and Israelis to work together, certainly by the education piece.
Absolutely, because that's very necessary.
And I think is that going on in all of Israel or parts of Israel?
In many parts of Israel, it's going on, not always with enough funding, but there's a wonderful organization called Kids for Peace. They wrote a letter in my book.
Yes.
About teenagers in East and West Jerusalem that meet together to learn about each other and to collaborate and to seek peace.
So it looks like your son is working in ways that overall political organizations are not being successful.
And we need this more. This organization is really not about politics. It's about people-to-people work.
If you've just tuned in, you're listening to Take Charge of Your Life, and my guest this evening is Israela Meyerstein, who is the author of Miracle Nation, 70 Stories About the Spirit of Israel, a tribute to the rebirth in the land of our ancestors. So that really is amazing. Now, is your son an attorney?
He is.
Uh-huh. So he has been utilizing his efforts to create on-the-ground movement to bring forth the ability of Palestinians and Israelis to live together in a more peaceful way.
That's true, and so it fits very well with the theme of your show, which is take charge of your life.
Right. So we get, that is amazing. That is amazing. Now you have another son who is who studied medicine in Israel. Is that correct?
That's correct. Yes. And he studied in Israel. He worked in the hospitals there. And he actually has one of the stories in the book about saving children's lives.
Tell us about it, Israeli.
I forgot to mention my first son wrote a story in the book also about this, his work and his organization and how he's teaching his children to have a love and an appreciation for Israel and for the Israelis and the Palestinians. So my son, who studied medicine in Israel, had many experiences, some of volunteering and some during his training, where he worked to save the lives of refugees. The particular story he wrote is about saving children's hearts. There's a wonderful organization that he volunteered for that was set up by a physician from Maryland named Dr. Ami Cohen. And the organization is called Save a Child's Heart. Israeli surgeons give free, and hospitals give free operations to children in severe heart distress from countries in Africa, Asia, the Palestinian territories, all around the world. The doctors make trips to Africa and other places, and they examine children, and the ones that are going to be able to be helped with surgery in Israel, they will bring them to Israel. They live in a little safe family house for a while they're waiting for their surgeries. Then they have the surgery and recover a little and then go back to their homes. So my husband, my son, was actually in Zanzibar, of all places, where they were meeting and evaluating and examining children. And he was volunteering for this wonderful organization. And one of the cute anecdotes he tells in his story about Save a Child's Heart is that he was very puzzled because as he was sitting with the doctors who were examining the patients, he noticed a couple kids that sort of looked a little bit familiar, and he couldn't understand how could that be. Well, it turns out that he had met these very children a year before in Israel when they were waiting to have their heart surgeries. They were blue, they were skinny, they were weak, and now they were thriving back home in their own country. And the other way he could tell is that when the children were finished with their exam with the doctor, they said, Toda Rabba, which means thank you very much in Hebrew. So he continues to be very interested in helping poor people and refugees in health matters.
Well, this is a very exciting book, Israela, and we're going to talk more with Israela Meyerstein and her wonderful book, 70 Stories About the Spirit of Israel, A Tribute to the Rebirth in the Land of Our Ancestors, when we return to take charge of your life on WDIY.
The many choices and real voices on WDIY are made possible with support from our generous, sustaining members. An automatic monthly gift of $10 on your credit card is an easy way to become a WDIY member and support the programs you love. Set up your monthly sustaining membership gift today. Call 610-694-8100 extension 7 or visit wdiy.org. Thank you.
Welcome back to Take Charge of Your Life. Hello, this is Eleanor Bobrow, your host. This evening, we're talking with Israela Meyerstein, author of Miracle Nation, 70 Stories About the Spirit of Israel, A Tribute to the Rebirth in the Land of Our Ancestors. And Israela has written about 70 different people to really celebrate the 70 years of Israel's existence. And in the first part of the program, we were talking about two of her sons. And let's talk about your third son. Is this the youngest Israel?
He's the middle son.
The middle son. And yes. Tell us about him and his exploits in Israel.
Okay, well, Ariel has been to Israel and has studied in Israel, and he's a lawyer by training and has always been very, very interested in social justice. And so he gravitated to work for a very important organization that's in America. The organization is called New Israel Fund, and it's an organization that works towards democratic initiatives and civil society improvements in Israel. You know, no society is perfect, and as Ben Gurion, the first president of Israel, first prime minister of Israel, once said, with all its warts, Israel is still a miracle. So every society needs improvement. And in fact, Theodor Herzl, who was the founder of the Zionist movement, believed that Zionism was not just about finding a piece of land as a refuge and homeland. He believed that Zionism was about creating a utopian or very much improved society, that people should always work towards that. So in many ways, New Israel Fund has taken up that mantle, and so my son is involved in that organization. And it's a very worthwhile organization for young people who would like to help Israel in improve society. On that note, just to talk about, the younger generation, it's very interesting. The younger generation, I believe, have very beautiful humanistic values. And so organizations like the New Israel Fund, other organizations such as ALMEP, some of the stories I've told in my book are about people who are trying to improve Israeli society. And what I did actually when I started writing the book was I thought about the biblical Torah values that we were given at Mount Sinai, and I identified a handful of them, such as protecting the environment, saving lives, seeking justice, including all people in society, loving your neighbor, having compassion for the poor and the stranger, and becoming a light unto the nations. That's our tradition and our history, that we should work towards those values. And curiously, young American Jews, many of them who are turned off, disengaged, even fall prey to BDS at times, they believe in these values, and they want to see those be the values that shine the most in Israel. And I wanted to write the book to show that they are shining. They just have to be learned more about, and they have to grow in strength.
Well, I think you've made a wonderful tribute to 70 years, Israel. It's a book very worth reading. Each of the stories are captivating and really capture your heart. And it's wonderful that your three sons were all involved and remain involved.
I'm very proud of them.
Yes, you should be. I would also like to mention my husband is not in your book, but 70 years ago, in May of 1948, he arrived on the shores of Haifa. And he was prepared, Israela, to create a farming. And he was prepared to plow and plant, etc. And on the way to his destination in Israel, the state was declared and shooting began. And I always remember him saying, "Honey, I didn't come to shoot. I came to plow and to create a homeland, to create farmland." And mm-hmm. he said, "I didn't know what to do. They gave me a gun." He said, "I didn't know what to do with a gun. I knew not what to do with a plow or to plant, but I couldn't handle a gun." And it took him a long while to get used to that. So mm-hmm. this is a wonderful tribute to the desire of a people to reclaim itself and to make a contribution. And the fact that you have three sons who are all involved is amazing.
Thank you.
Give us an example of someone else that you found very interesting in your book.
Okay, well, I have so many of those, it's so hard to choose, but I have a few. But one person I would like to mention wrote a beautiful, and it's an interesting story also of how I got to him, because I wrote some of the stories, and I reached out to people who were working in these wonderful ways to share their stories. Some stories I collaborated with people on, some I interviewed. So in this case, this was an Israeli general, major general, and I had read an article he wrote in a magazine called Cast Your Bread Upon the Waters, and the sentiments from the general were so beautiful. His position was that he had an outpost in the Golan Heights, and to his great dismay, he had to watch the carnage and the killing and the injuries of the Syrian population during the Syrian civil war that is not quite over yet. And he just stood there and he said, "I'm a Jew and I'm an Israeli, and even though Syria calls us Satan and tells us that we have to be enemies, I can't stand by and not try to save lives." So he opened a field hospital at the Golan Heights that began taking care of many of the wounded Syrian civilians. I was very touched by that, and I was so eager to get his story in my book.
Oh, that's a beautiful story.
However,
yes,
I couldn't find him, and I couldn't go through all the hoops to get a permission to talk to him and ask him if I could use his story. And then one day I was at an evening in honor of one of the Jewish organizations, and I was talking to some people. Everybody had a name tag, and all of a sudden, while I'm talking to some friends, I see a name tag passing me by with the general's name. It was such an amazing, serendipitous opportunity. So I said goodbye to my friends, and I made a dash over and began talking to him, and he graciously let me use his story in my book.
Oh, that's beautiful. Was this in Israel that you found, that you were?
No, this was in Baltimore.
Oh, in Baltimore.
Okay. Yeah. And I have a couple of other stories I'd like to briefly highlight if we have time.
Oh, absolutely.
Okay. So one story that has to do with the environment. Of course, Israel has become a water genius, a water superpower, starting from when it was all desert practically. And the desert actually began only 15 miles from the city, civilization. Israel is the only country in the world to have been able to push back the desert to 60 miles. So Israel works very hard about in the area of water desalination and preservation and conservation. There's one beautiful story about how do we save the Dead Sea, where a teenager from Israel, from Jordan, and a Palestinian meet. From the West Bank meet for the first time on a project called EcoPeace Middle East. It's one of the organizations in my son's umbrella organization. And they met each other. They started out a little bit scared because they didn't know the other person, never had experience. But over the course of the day, they worked on a project together about water at the Dead Sea, saving the Dead Sea, and they became friends. So I love that story. I have another story written by someone from the organization called Special in Uniform. Israel is the only army in the world that includes disabled people in its army, and they do service to the country.
I wasn't aware of that, Israel.
Yeah.
Until I read your book.
They train them specially, and then after the army service, they're in a special unit. They help them enter society. And that includes young people on the autistic spectrum disorder. It's really quite remarkable. They take advantage of what their abilities are. And I could go on with many, many stories, but I'll just mention one other one, which I think is just characteristic of the Israeli spirit. As I mentioned before, Israeli hospitals, especially the big ones, one of the really big ones is Hadassah. And by the way, there's an article about Henrietta Zold, who's the founder of Hadassah. But Hadassah Hospital offers treatment to everybody, regardless of nationality, religion, or ethnicity. And they also have the largest blood donor donor registry in the entire Middle East for the Arab countries. It's a beautiful story called White Knight on Wheels. And this is a story about an organization called Way to Recovery. They become drivers who escort children, Palestinian children, from the checkpoints to Israeli hospitals to get treated for illness. And then they after their treatment in the Israeli hospital, they escort them back to the checkpoint where Palestinians bring them home. And this is an organization, they spend their own money on their own gas, and they do it just because it's a beautiful thing to do. And actually, one of the people who is involved is the nephew of Moshe Dayan. It's an organization that the Palestinians who are helped by it call these people Anashim Tovim, good people. So the hope is by these wonderful coexistence organizations that try to reach out for peace and for helping one another, that they will begin to create a different atmosphere.
Well, it sounds wonderful to hear, because, you know, we do not hear this in our papers or our news broadcasts. We do not hear of these things going on in Israel.
Well, that's why I wrote the book, and I'm hoping that people will look it up on Amazon or directly from me and be able to learn so much that is inspiring and pride-inducing about Israel.
Well, it is a real tribute to the 70th birthday. And how do we get in touch? How can we find the book? It's called Miracle Nation, 70 Stories About the Spirit of Israel, a tribute
right.
to
it's
the...
on. It's on Amazon. I have a website, www.miracle-nation.com, or they can get in touch with me through the website.
So I want to thank you, Israel Meyerstein, author of Miracle Nation, 70 Stories About the Spirit of Israel, a tribute to the rebirth in the land of our ancestors, for helping us to understand that in order for Israel to be created, many people had to take charge of their lives. Thank you again for listening. Thank you, Neil Heaver, producer. See you all on the radio next Monday evening at 6:30 p.m. when I again invite you to take charge of your life on WDIY.